Tasmania Today with John Fabris.
Now, at Tasmania Today, this is exactly the sort of community self-determination that will achieve our desires for the kind of Tasmania we all aspire to. The White Line organisation is acting as a central engine room for networking across the state and putting 50 kids, young adults, into 50 jobs in 50 days. Premier Lara Giddings has done the launching honours, but it's not political, it's not a government-inspired process. This has emerged at a community level where more of our solutions have got to be found, really. Tassie manager of White Line, Lyndon Stevenson, joins the show. Hello, Lyndon.
Oh, good morning.
These kids under the wing of White Line, now they're generally from the families from the wrong side of the tracks, as it's termed. Are they going to be a more difficult proposition for making a successful transition into the workforce, Lyndon?
Well, look, it's always perceived that to be the case, but at White Line, we work with the young people, we engage with them early on through our mentoring program, and we progress them through to employment programs. So we work with them to build positive relationships with volunteers within the community, not only with ourselves, our employment coordinators. So we work, we support, we enthuse, and we empower and train both in vocational, non-vocational gaps to support the young person into a place of employment. So with that, the young person gets on-the-job support from a paid employment mentor, as well, if required, the additional support outside of work through a volunteer mentor. It's a wraparound service that we provide that can really greatly help the young person achieve their potential.
What are you wanting from businesses then? A leap of faith to stand up and be part of a better future for Tassie's young people?
Absolutely. I think it's a really good opportunity for the business community of Tasmania to step up and take the opportunity now. You know, we hear all the time that young people are our future. By bringing a young person into your organisation, you are then allowing that young person to connect with that side of community and lending a hand. So giving this young person opportunity to commence employment can, in lots of cases, see that young person wanting to stay on with that employer and progressing through the company. So it's largely an untapped workforce that has been overlooked for a long time and at White Line, we believe, far too long. So again, with the wraparound service we can provide, we are, yes, asking for a leap of faith, asking for some trust, but again, we're very confident that we can select the right person appropriate for that position to ensure that the employer gets the best experience possible.
Businesses, I've often heard them say this, and you'd be forgiven for thinking it too, that unskilled youngsters can be more of a liability, a time and money drain, and then they leave on a whim after you've got them into shape. Fair call, I suppose. Are there incentives there for employers to pursue this 50 jobs in 50 days?
Absolutely. We have access to potential wage subsidies, training funds, work clothing, appropriate work tools, etc., to help the employer make that transition. You know, we do hear, just to answer that question, we do hear anecdotally a lot of young people that do start within a position and they do move on to something else. But again, that's the challenge of the employer, I believe, to support the young person, make it a meaningful place of employment. But we understand it's a two-way street also, and that's where, again, with the positive mentoring support that White Line can deliver to these young people, that we strongly believe, and our work to date can demonstrate that we are achieving quite high retention rates of young people that are starting work.
Good one. What sort of jobs do you think would fit the bill here? What would be the ideal criteria then for a job to get these young people into?
We won't put any parameters around it as such, but looking at any type of work, because we're dealing with young people from all walks of life, from all backgrounds, from all desires, etc. So we're offering a supportive employer that is wanting to support an organisation such as White Line, and by doing so, supporting their community, to empowering their community, to making their community more safer and more inclusive. Yeah, we really don't want to put too much around that, but obviously this time of year, it's a hospitality season, as we know, there's lots of opportunities leading up to these months coming forth for young people or for anyone to pick up some employment that may be there. We also acknowledge that it's a really great place, the hospitality industry, for young people to start work, as well also a really good career opportunity. So I think, again, without putting any boundaries around it, but I really think the hospitality industry is a really good place to start.
50 jobs in 50 days, there is a website. You Google that in, you'll come across it. And also White Line, I guess you have your own website. This is how we could get in touch and get this rolling, 50 jobs in 50 days.
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. We've got www.50jobsin50days. Or you can simply email jobs@whitelion.asn.au to register your interest. And again, one of our consultants will follow up and have a conversation with you around how we can make it work together.
Tassie manager of White Line, Lyndon Stevenson, on Tasmania Today. Everyone gives you their best wishes, Lyndon. We all want this to work.
I appreciate it, and thanks for the support to date from the community and as well from your station. Thanks very much.
Tasmania Today with John Fabris, 1300 883 557.